In Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Does the oral polio vaccine cause paralysis? We're going to address this with BobTuscan.com's very own investigative journalist, researcher, and crunchy mom, Sarah Walker, who joins us now to discuss the first article that she's releasing on the polio vax, or that she has released, rather, on the polio vax. And long story short, yes, it does cause paralysis, right, Sarah?
That's right. I think this is an interesting question because this is something that the oral polio vaccine was used in the U.S. for about 40 years. It was released in 1961, and the U.S. actually stopped using it in 2000 because looking at like the 19-year period between 1980 and 1999, 144 out of the 152 cases of paralytic polio that were reported in the U.S. were caused by the oral polio vaccine. So it's like 95% of the cases. So they stopped using it here, but they use it in other countries, and mostly third world countries. So places like India, where in 2006 alone, the oral polio vaccine caused 1,600 cases of vaccine-induced paralytic polio. And so, for some background, there's two types of polio vaccine. There's the oral polio vaccine is a live virus vaccine. So, and it's supposed to be, you know, like a weakened virus, but it does have the potential to cause paralysis, and it can mutate into more virulent forms also and turn into a circulating virus, which is what it has done in India and in Nigeria. So like in Nigeria, for example, between 2005 and 2011, there's an estimated 700,000 polio infections, and 403 of those cases were paralytic polio. So that's the other thing that a lot of people don't understand is that polio, even if you look on the CDC website, it says that only about 1% of cases involve paralysis. 95% of cases are asymptomatic, so people don't even know that they have the virus. And the other issue, too, with the oral polio vaccine is in places like India, the World Health Organization has this polio eradication campaign going on right now. It's been going on since the late 80s. I want to say like 1988 they started it. And in India, they were using the inactivated polio vaccine, which is what we use in the U.S. It's not a live virus vaccine. And so it has actually caused paralysis in the past, but not at the rate that the oral polio vaccine does. And what they're finding in India is they're going around and they are repeatedly vaccinating young children with the oral polio vaccine. They're going house to house, and in some places they're vaccinating these kids once a month with the oral polio vaccine, like multiple doses of this. And they're finding that there's a condition called non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, which is clinically indistinguishable from polio paralysis, but it's twice as deadly. And the cases of non-polio acute flaccid paralysis rise in direct proportion to the number of oral polio doses of the vaccine used. And in 2011 alone in India, an additional 47,500 children were newly paralyzed in the year, over and above what would be expected as the norm, because the World Health Organization also monitors those conditions.
You would think that this would be enough of a direct correlation for anybody to say, there's something going on here with these vaccines, these oral vaccines, but no, it's completely neglected and ignored.
Well, it's a strange thing, because actually a lot of the stuff that I'm citing here is from mainstream studies. I try to actually stick to just you know, the mainstream scientific literature when I'm looking into this stuff.
But somehow they have these figures, and their conclusions are that we need more vaccines.
Right, and it's a weird thing, because as you look into this, they've known for over 70 years that the oral polio vaccine causes paralysis in some cases. And if you look at, you know, statistics from, I don't know, from a lot of, from older sources especially, they'll say, well, it causes it in like 1 in 2 million or 1 in 1 million cases. But that's obviously, it's obviously causing it a lot more frequently than that in these epidemics. I mean, 1,600 cases in 1 year in India, that's a lot. Or, you know, especially if they do find, more concrete link between the number of OPV doses given and this non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. I mean, that 47,000 cases in 1 year, that's just, I don't know, it's staggering. But, you know, I think the thing is that it is recognized by the scientific community. It is recognized that this will cause paralysis in some cases, but it's just an accepted risk. I think the really immoral thing about it is that I don't think that most parents who are giving their children this vaccine understand that there's this risk of paralysis, that it's known that there will be some people who will be paralyzed by it. There will be some people who will die from it. But the other ethical issue that comes up with it is that because it's a live virus vaccine, even people who don't get the vaccine, who choose not to get it, can still be exposed to the virus because it's contagious for 6 weeks after you get the vaccine. And the other issue in places like India, I mean, polio is a virus that spreads in unsanitary conditions, basically. So when you think about India, for example, they spent $2.5 billion on vaccinating children with this oral polio vaccine, going house to house and repeatedly giving them this oral polio vaccine, which now, you know, is spreading the virus. The vaccine virus is now spreading and paralyzing people. If they had spent even some of that money on clean water and sanitation, they wouldn't have, I mean, it would have taken care of more health problems even than polio. You know, it's just...
We see the same exact thing with the HIV issue, and my colleague Steve knows it so well. And, of course, it's the same people behind these so-called philanthropists, these Bill and Melinda Gates types that would love to see every child triple, quadruple dosed with this stuff that's going to potentially kill them. So it's the same player, Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to more of your articles coming out in this little series you're doing. Please check out the article, Does the Oral Polio Vaccine Cause Paralysis, on bobtuscan.com. And Sarah, keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. All right, next segment, we got a lot more to get into. Steve and I are going to break down some geopolitics for you. Also, I want to tell you about watermelon. I got a watermelon today at the store, and I'll tell you why. Watermelon's just more than a nice summer treat. We'll do so on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Stars, of course, is with us. And we got a lot to get into here, Steve. A lot to get into.
Right. Well, I did like hearing from Sarah. That was an excellent piece there. You know, we'll have to hear back from her some more on her phone.
Yeah, she'll have more to come. I can guarantee that. And, yeah. So, Steve, watermelon. Before I get into any heavy geopolitics, let's get refreshed here for a moment, okay?
Love watermelon.
You like watermelon?
I do.
Yeah, it's good, right? Ice cold. Slice of watermelon on a hot summer day.
Do you know where the watermelon capital of the world is, Bob?
Let's see here. The watermelon capital of the world.
You can Google it if you like, but I can tell you.
Is it in Colorado?
No. Colorado's famous for cantaloupe, but not.
I was going to say, I didn't think it was. Steve's in Colorado, that's why I was wondering if it might be. Let's see, is it in Alabama, Georgia, one of those southern states?
Very close, but not quite there.
Let's see here.
Just Google. No, not quite that far south.
But. All right, hold on, let's see. Watermelon capital of the world. I'm going to do a search. Watermelon. Capital of the world is, according to the all-knowing search engine, in Georgia.
Oh, that's a real letdown. I thought it was Rush Springs, Oklahoma. I mean, come on,
it says Quarterly, Georgia. I was right.
Well, I guess you were.
I guess Georgia.
Well, I'll just have to give you a big watermelon for that, man. You know what a watermelon, you know what that sounds like, right?
No.
Well, you eat it all up, you slush it all up in your mouth in one bite, and you spit out the seeds, and it goes like this.
Do you buy seedless watermelon?
No, never, man.
That's genetically modified stuff.
Right. I know my watermelons. And if you don't have seeds,
I don't know if watermelon's genetically modified or not, but.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. The seedless ones are, well, they're hybrids in some cases, but yes.
They're hybrids, right, yeah. All right, so. Watermelon, though, it's more than just a refreshing, sweet, delicious treat. It's got health benefits, several health benefits. Here's 10 of them. It's the highest alkalizing fruit. Of course, that's good for your body. Cancer does not survive in a highly alkalized body. It reduces high blood pressure, reduces heart disease risk, reduces blood sugar level. It's got high water content, 92%, hence the name watermelon, which is hydrating and good for you. It also boosts your immune system, strengthens bones, produces energy, cleans kidneys, and, well, fights cancer. So the next time you bite into that ice cold, deliciously sweet watermelon treat, remember all those health benefits that I just listed for you.
Man, I think watermelon is my favorite. It's one of my favorites. I can't eat cantaloupe like I used to. The acid content is too high, and it bothers my stomach a little bit. You know, I'm sad to say.
Yeah, you know, I don't care for cantaloupe. I used to, but I think I'm with you. It might just tweak my my stomach too. I'm not good with acidic foods. All right, Steve, let's break down some news. We've had a lot of fun so far tonight. We've talked gardening, we've talked food, we've talked the polio vax. We've stayed away from the mainstream media spectacle of Sterling. For the most part, I got out my rant at the beginning of the show and let that out of my system. Of course, the weather's a big story in the news. Many hurricanes, not hurricanes. Jeez, I'm a Floridian. I'm giving away my bias here. No, tornadoes are expected to continue, and we're definitely worried about that here. But Steve, something I want to talk about is this acquisition of AstraZeneca. Pfizer, the mammoth pharmaceutical industrial complex giant, is looking to acquire AstraZeneca, one of the leading one of the leading pharmaceutical companies in Europe, out of Great Britain. And I was looking at some of the medications that are in their chest, if you will. What do you think AstraZeneca produces, Steve? What kind of medications are in there?
I would suppose, I can't remember, but there are a lot of them that are very highly prescribed SSRIs and some of those things.
I didn't see many SSRIs listed. I'm not saying they're not there. I could have not seen them. But you know what I did see, Steve?
What?
Lots of oncology.
Oh, really? Yeah, cancer therapy.
Cancer drugs.
Right.
Cancer poison.
Drugs to alleviate the problems with cancer program protocols, right?
And that, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go, folks. Pfizer wanting to buy with their assets that they have abroad, because, as you know, they've been able to effectively take all of their money and put it abroad so that they can shift it away from the taxation of the United States. And they want to buy this company. They're trying to acquire this company with more cancer drugs. So we'll have them buy out AstraZeneca and make an even more mammoth pharmaceutical cartel that will continue to poison good people that are already sick. That's my take on that story anyways.
It's like the big guff. Pharmaceutical companies are like the big media companies. You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're all coagulating and congealing into four or five majors. Merck, Pfizer, GSK, some of those. It's very interesting to watch how they merge into much, much bigger giants than they already are.
All right. Steve, what else is going on geopolitically? We should get to, we're coming up to a break, so let's tease something here.
Okay. A lot of things are happening, of course.
What do I want to tease, though, Steve? What's hot and heavy? Oh, I talked about the economists that are trying to suggest that maybe we don't need banks at all. Maybe we can get into that. But also, speaking of drugs, I saw this story, and this is of no surprise. We actually talked about this last week with one of our guests. High antidepressant dose linked to, we'll tell you what it's linked to in youths on the other side of this quick break right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. High antidepressant dose, now according to a new study, this is stuff you probably already knew, is linked to, and I'll tell you what it is linked to in just a moment. Also take your calls for the rest of the show tonight, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Higher rates of suicide are connected to a higher use of antipsychotic, what do they call them, SSRIs. There you go, Steve.
Yes, that's right. And that's because they affect the entire equilibrium of people. And, of course, the suicidal thoughts increase. And this is on the warnings. Of course, you've heard about this. You know, and we've known about this since Zoloft and, you know, Haldol, and a lot of these others have come out years ago. What was the other big one that the people were? Halcyon. Halcyon was one of them they were using for a while, too. That was the big one. Remember that? And you wonder why these old men get crazy and drive through crowds and kill people and stuff and have these fits of anger and stuff, because these emotions trigger and they're amplified by these drugs. And, you know, this is what you get when you try to treat emotions with pharmaceuticals or people's mindsets that are problematic because of emotional disturbances in a lot of cases. But what was the rest of the story there, Bob, that you have? And let's see if that confirms it.
It says that this study that was done looked at the youth and a link between higher use of SSRIs. It took adults under the age of 25, and it was published in the Journal of JAMA, Internal Medicine. The finding is more reason for doctors and families to be careful, if not flat-out banned, dosing our youth with dangerous psychotropic medication. I mean, really, it's pretty straightforward. They took the typical dose was 20 milligrams a day of Celexa or Prozac and 50 milligrams a day for Zoloft. Excuse me, the medication now that is heavily prescribed. You know, the long story short, Steve, is it's all about brain chemistry, right? They say, oh, well, there's a chemical imbalance and we're going to balance it out with this medication. Well, they have no way of telling what that balance is. So what they do is psychiatrists, that is, will offer some medication to somebody and they'll say, here, try this and see how this works. And then when they go and commit suicide, they say, oh, I guess that didn't work. I mean, that's really how crazy and how backwards and lack of science that's involved here, Steve.
Yeah, it's pretty witch doctor-ish, if you ask me. It's very dangerous stuff. And, I mean, that's what the psychiatrists do. You know, they're playing around with people's minds, and it's all about prescribing drugs to alter their minds. Your average psychologist doesn't do that. He talks through problems. What he does is he looks at your psychology and your psychological makeup concerning your thought process. But psychiatrists use drugs, shock treatments. They still use shock treatments, and they still use a lot of these things. And it's all about messing with the chemotherapy or whatever you want to call it, the chemical processes, the electrical electrons and neutrons and things that fire across the synapses of your nerves and brain. And it's all about altering that stuff, and it's very dangerous. It's at best, you know, it's not a science. It's at best that you're a guinea pig.
There you go. All right, well, enough said on that. 800-313-9443 if you care to join us. It's 800-313-9443. Steve, what do you got?
Well, I got other stories here, and this one deals with the financial situation, of course. You know, we've talked about Barclays and their background and all the messing around with, you know, manipulating markets and things like that. And there's a great story up here now that I was looking at just a minute ago. I got to get back to it as I froze up.
Will you pull that up already? Jeez.
I got so deep into the SSRI stuff that I lost that list there. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, this is from AFP.com. It says, three more ex-Barclays staff charged over the LIBOR scandal. Britain's Serious Fraud Office announced on Monday that three more ex-employees of Barclays Bank have been charged over the LIBOR rate-rigging affair, the scandal over LIBOR an interest rate in the heart of the global economy has damaged the reputation of London as a global financial center and plagued big names in the world of banking. And so the Serious Fraud Office said that it had launched criminal proceedings against the three men for conspiring to defraud in connection with its investigation into the manipulation of LIBOR. So we know a lot about that. I could go into the names, but you could read a lot of it, about it there. They've been manipulating markets, but they've also been manipulating interest rates, and this is a very big deal. So the Bank of England and the Crown, you know, the London banks and some of these are in serious trouble, and of course interconnected with that are the IMF, the Federal Reserve, and so many others. So Barclays is one of the standard groups there that has been flagged for these serious obstructions. What will come of this, I don't know. But the LIBOR hearings continue, and three more ex-Barclays staff are now charged with that. So a Barclays spokeswoman declined to comment on the matter. They said LIBOR or the London Interbank offered rate is a global benchmark that is calculated daily using estimates from banks of their own interest rates. It underpins the terms of $500 trillion of contracts from mortgages to the cost of corporate lending. Okay. So that's how big this whole thing is. 500 trillion. You know, a trillion here and a trillion there, Bob, before too long you start talking about a lot of money.
Well, what's a couple trillion amongst banksters?
Right. You know, it's just small change stuff. But, you know, the cost of doing business, making an omelet, breaking a few eggs, you know, bankrupting hundreds of nations and people all over the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nothing much. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
The White House wants to issue you an online ID.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Barack Obama will know exactly how to get a hold of me. And I'm sure he'll be calling me every day just to ask me my opinions.
You, Steve, I'm sure he will be.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Times described it as a driver's license for the Internet.
Wow. You know, I don't even have a learner's permit, but now I get a full-fledged license?
Steve, the Clintons have wanted this for years now. I have an article up on BobTuscan.com. A memo reveals Clinton White House paranoia over a free internet. They didn't like that. No, no, no. This was revealed in some papers that are at the Clinton Library. Long story short, Steve, this internet stuff is a thorn in the side of the powers that shouldn't be, man.
That's right. We've been watching as Mr. Obama has made his eastern sweep of all these nations, the continuation of TTP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. If people don't know what that is, they need to get informed about it very quickly. I've already called my senator and congressman and talked about how that this should be avoided immediately because this is nothing more than a complete takeover. It kind of reminds you of that song, The Sounds of Silence, by Simon and Garfunkel, where nobody talks about anything because any word you use is owned by some corporation and you're in violation of copyright. I mean, that's very blandishly, you know, covering almost the extreme of the whole deal, but it's basically that kind of a situation where they're going to say that they own all conversation. Everything is owned by a corporation. All of your words, all of your thoughts, all of your expression is only allowed to you by use of their copyright. And that's what this TPP thing is all about. But, I mean, that's just something to keep bringing up because this isn't, it's very real. It's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely unbelievable. But they are trying to take over the internet, Bob. They don't want us talking to each other. They don't like that. And we need to fully defend ourselves from this major obstruction to a human right that is principle, I believe, to all people, regardless of whether they're in one country or another, but the right of free speech should be availed to all human beings and allowed and protected. We may not like it all the time. We may disagree with some people, but at the same time, you know, the downside of that is to shut everybody up and keep all kinds of dissent from getting out over the air.
Exactly right. Steve, until the, until the internet goes out, you still have an opportunity to call us on the show tonight, and you might want to get on that before they get that kill switch ready to go. 800, well, they have it ready to go, but before they pull the trigger on it, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Hi, I'm Bob Tuscan. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. All know Steve, don't you?
Hi.
Steve?
Hi.
Hi, Steve. Steve, we said we'd take some calls.
We did.
What do you say we do so?
I think we should on this exciting show.
Okay. Fred, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm
Fred.
I'm Bob.
Hi. Hi, Fred. I'm Steve.
Howdy. I know you both.
How do you know us, Fred?
Well, I go by what I hear, and Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Fred.
Usually I give a monologue, and then I get off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I'd like to have a dialogue.
Let's do that.
And I want to cover a few subjects.
How are you feeling, Fred?
I want to understand what you believe, where you're coming from, and where your thoughts are.
Okay.
And I want you to understand me and how I believe and how I think.
There's nothing I would want more in this world.
Great. That, I feel the same way.
Okay.
Maybe we won't agree on every point, and I don't believe that's necessary.
No.
But if we understand each other, where we're coming from, and if we're trying at the utmost to be honest, we might gain a lot of understanding. Let me go on here for a little bit, and then hopefully we'll talk back and forth. I am extremely sensitive to the race card and race division. And I believe strongly the powers that be, this devil control earth, wants to divide us every way that he can. And one of the easiest ways and the fastest ways is racially. The next point I want to make is, I think it's known by the listeners, I'm a pretty strong supporter of RBN. Now, no group or organization can be perfect. And when you enter a church, then it ceases to be perfect. Meaning, we're not gods on earth. We're fallible. And what upset me about RBN is how Christian and Christianity is denigrated, and how Christ, our God, as I believe totally and strongly, our God's all, every human being that's been created, whether they believe it or not, that's our God we're talking about. And our national fool system, you cannot talk any Christianity or anything about Christ, and you're denigrated. And all our mass media and our newspapers, you can talk about Buddha and Hinduism and even Catholicism, and that's okay. But you bring up Christ or suggest that you subscribe to Christianity and Christ, then things go downhill. Now, a lot of the hosts, not all of them, but a number, on RBN, and I'll reiterate, I strongly support, because it has a lot more good than bad. But we're being manipulated by wordsmiths that probably haven't even read the Bible or know nothing about it, but they're so prejudiced against it by how they've been raised or what's happened in their life. I will also say this. There are so many, many ignorant Christians that give the wrong impression of Christianity that there's reason for a lot of people to look at Christianity with a bad eye. Okay, when you have, and say again, I hate the race card, but when you have Jewish guests on there, and take for an example that they are revisionists about the Holocaust, which I more or less subscribe to, it has been really altered, that they go on and on and on. That appeals to a lot of people. But the thing of it is, on the other hand, they're atheists, or they talk about all kinds of religion being equal, or you can go into the, not the lotus position, but what it is when you cross your legs and contemplate your navel. Well, that's Antichrist, and there's many Antichrists. And that upsets me to no end. Now, the only way that a true Christian and get to other people. That's through persuasion and an example of their life. We cannot and should not do it by coercion. Now, I give them a little spiel there, Bob and Stephen. What's your reply to all I say? Please, let's dialogue. Let's talk.
Yeah, let's dialogue. Fred, first off, you're going to hell. You're going to burn in hell.
That could be.
Because you're a sinner, Fred. You're a sinner.
That's the one absolute I have in my life.
Yep, you're a sinner.
So I bring that up, actually, before Christ, you know. I believe Christ, but the first thing that enters my mind is I am a dirty, rotten sinner. Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And beyond that, you know, this is a discussion of religion, not spirituality, clearly.
Well, you're bringing in another aspect, but go ahead on your point.
I'm just, you know, a little bit confused as to what you want to get out of me here, Fred, because all I hear is proselytizing. That's the right word I'm trying to use here. Proselytizing, Steve, yeah. And I don't really hear a question or anything that I can answer there, Fred. It's just you trying to spread the gospel.
Well, a lot of things that you have on your show, and actually I'm a gardener and I'm very interested in gardening. This last lady you have on, well, she's not really a controversial figure. I agree with her wholeheartedly. And you have guests on there that I agree with and would like to hear more of. But my point is this. Not only your show, but a few others. You have these people on, guests on, that, to put it frankly and bluntly and straight out of the Bible, if you don't believe in Christ, you're Antichrist.
Antichrist, all right.
And that's in the Bible. Now, that doesn't mean you have to remain there forever or be there. I was an Antichrist. I was an atheist. I've been an agnostic. In fact, through ignorance, I was messing around with the occult. But something saved me from it. I mean, I was an ignorant man and an ignorant younger man, but all I can say is the Holy Spirit protected me from it.
Thank goodness.
Now, it sounds like you say, go ahead if you have something to say.
I do. We're ending this hour, so thank you for your call. And I'm glad you were saved. And we'll have more of Fred's Bible Hour when we come back with hour number 3 on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're gonna leave it to me, huh? All right, well, that's okay.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With